So with that, let's go into a meditation and hear a little more from Kryon. And I invite you to close those beautiful, precious eyes of yours and allow yourself this moment to be completely internal moment for you, free of distraction from anything that was happening during the day and free of distraction from anything that is going to come after this program. Just let all of those thoughts go into the background. You can still observe them if your mind wants to be busy with thoughts and intellect, but don't attach yourself to those thoughts. Just let them come in and go out. And the more you can keep your eyes closed and focused on the inside, the more your body can start to relax and realize that you deserve to have this moment where you can reconnect with the core essence that is within you. That unconditional love you feel from animals, it comes because it's connected in you. It doesn't come from the animal. They're just a conduit of you connecting with that essence of love that's inside of you. And so let's allow that to blossom by taking time whenever we need it to come back to that core essence of who we truly are. You can just simply be closing your eyes and doing deep breathing and just remind yourself to do that regularly through the day if it's needed, particularly when you're with certain people that pull you away from that core source of love that's within you. And from this beautiful posture of love, let us now move into a channel from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many of you who have asked the question, how much influence do I have? And so many of you are asking about yourselves, not just the planet. Some who are esoteric thinkers say this, how much influence can I have as an old soul about the baggage I came in with? This is a subject, and it's all about what some are calling the Akash. If you've not heard this before, it's a very popular subject these days, and even psychologists are beginning to realize that you come in with certain kinds of influences that are seeming to be baked into your consciousness, that they didn't come from anything you experienced on the planet. Somehow, your personality comes in a certain way, and then it's also shaped by what you experience. If you're an esoteric thinker, if you believe, perhaps, in past lives, like two-thirds of the world does, you realize that there is a system called the Akashic Record. What happens in certain past lives seems to then come in with you, and there's a reason. Some have called it karma, and we have told you before that this is something in this new energy that we've asked you to drop completely. It's no longer needed. But you still have that which is the Akash. And the Akash is what you have experienced in past lives that comes in with you. In the past, this has a reason, so that you will then settle it or perhaps act on it or do something different to dismiss it. That has been the thinking, and it's been for centuries. This has started to shift and change. There are those who would be critical of that statement and say, no, these are bases of some kind of axioms of esoterics. They never change. They do change, dear ones, because you change. If the energy of consciousness is becoming more benevolent and the shift on the planet is before you, do you see how that would then change how you learn and what you learn with? And so what I'm going to tell you, I have said before, but you need to hear it again. How influential can you be on the baggage you bring in with you? Sometimes that baggage controls your life and you don't even know it. Lifetime after lifetime, perhaps of sorrow. Lifetime after lifetime of dying early, perhaps, and you come in not expecting much from the planet. You come in and you don't smile much, very serious, wanting to know when the other shoe is going to drop. That's what it creates. And that's just something you come in with. And that's something that your parents deal with and your teachers deal with. And yes, your spiritual leaders deal with. How to get beyond that which seemed to be baked in to a consciousness when it arrived. That's the Akashic Record. How much influence do you have on that? What I'm going to tell you next is known by the ancient masters. You have full influence. I want to take you to a place in India called Varanasi. And for hundreds of years, in a teaching about karma, the Akash, they know that if they go to the river there and bathe in it, the belief is this, that they can influence that which was baked into them when they came, the Akash, the karma. And they can be free of it to a certain extent so that they can proceed with their lives, or the next time around it'll be different. In other words, their belief is what I'm telling you. So for those who are critical of this message that you have power over your Akashic baggage that you bring in, I'll tell you this, it's not a cryon statement. This is historic. It's part of the belief system of millions and millions of people already. But this may be new to you. How much influence do you have over what you think is something that is part of you and never will go away? The answer is this. This is a new energy on the planet. I've talked about it already. My partner has talked about it even in this program. We are going to start to see a change in what some call the light and dark quotient. Right now, even as I give this message, there are some listening to this, perhaps for the first time, who say, what is he talking about? There's war. We haven't had war for a long time. Suddenly there's war, and Christ says, it's getting lighter. I'll say it again if you haven't heard it. Isn't it interesting that we suddenly have a war? Who expected that? And the answer is, this is from those who wish to pull us backwards, pull you backwards, pull us as your guides backwards into a very old energy of war on this planet. It's the old circle of time. That's what you're seeing. And you also have seen the reaction to it from the planet. This is all new. Are you seeing this? If you're only simply seeing the news and seeing the horror of war, you've missed it. There's something bigger going on. This energy, this lighter energy, is going to be of compassion and kindness like never before. A world that's starting to see one another as they see their family, instead of some foreign individuals in a foreign culture with a foreign language. The internet has really helped that. But more than that, the collection, the coherence of consciousness, where you start to see one another so differently than you've ever seen each other before. And in that, there are new tools. The tool set that I'm talking about is the one that's starting to blossom in every human being. The DNA is changing, and we've told you that before. Some of you are starting to accept it, realize it, and move forward with it. Some who have felt nothing is possible in my life, I cannot change who I am or what I am, are starting to have an inkling to change your mind about a tool set that you might have that you never felt you did before. And you do. You really do. And part of that tool set is to fully and completely change that which you came in with that might affect your life. And the next question, and I know those of you who are listening and saying, okay, I believe that. It's true. How? Those in India said, well, you go to a certain place and do a certain thing. It's actionable things, and it still is. But you don't have to go to India. You don't have to bathe in the river. And even those things are limited compared to what you can do today. Would you like to drop inappropriate karmic things? Drop inappropriate, I will say for the time, Akashic remembrances. We have given you examples of this. The Circle of 12 has done the same thing. But I'll tell you this. There is so much power in intent. If you're really interested, you can start that process. Your intent to do so is seen as permission for you to change that was inside your DNA. That's where it's kept. I've told you that. Did you know that pieces and part of your DNA come with you from past lives, carrying certain things, the Akashic record for one? What do you do? Dear Spirit, I have intent to drop these things that I don't need anymore in this lifetime. Can you say that? Dear Spirit, right now, I am dropping those things that do not propel me into kindness and compassion and keep me from joy and peace. Dear Spirit, I am in charge of my own biology. My soul and I together drop the inappropriate things that would get in the way of peace, joy, compassion, and happiness, or the rest of my life. I now have that power, that ability, and I'm doing that in front of all who wish to watch. I am changing my DNA. And with that, I proclaim a new lightness of spirit, a new kind of kindness for myself, which will occur. One where I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I am indeed beautiful in the eyes of all that is, because I have God inside, because I no longer have a stone to carry around or pull me backwards. I am that I am. That is your power today. An empowerment that we are telling you is new and different and belongs to you. That is your lineage. That is why you came. Congratulations, dear ones, on what you are becoming. And so it is.